This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
And wow, we are getting so close now, but we do still have seats open for our Catholic Radio annual dinner. It is October 2nd at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall. Archbishop Thompson will be our guest speaker. And it's going to be a great evening. We've got a live band that's going to be playing.
It's going to be fun.
Auction, silent auction, great food, a chance to hear a great message from the Archbishop and see all the folks from Catholic Radio and things. It's an event that kind of feels more like a large family reunion than some kind of a formal dinner somewhere, because it's just that much fun. So if you have signed up already, we're looking forward to seeing you. If you haven't yet, please go to our website, Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, Catholic Radio Indy, and you can sign up for the dinner right there. If you can, bring a table. It's a great way to introduce family and friends to Catholic Radio or to get to know some of your fellow parishioners a little better. And if you bring along the a priest or vowed religious, there's no charge for them to attend at all. So bring whoever you can, round them up. You still got time to sign up. CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Well, today I'm going to be talking with Chris Moss and Katie Conway, and they are Awaken to the Best Ministry, right?
That's right.
It's a Bible study, right?
Well, sort of.
Okay, it's more than that, and it's a great title. First, I want to know where you came up with the title, and what is Awaken?
Well, the title was a little bit of a work in progress, I guess, and truly what, as we put the program together, what were we really doing? And we were awakening and strengthening our Catholic faith. So Awaken was born.
So how did this kind of come about?
Well, there was a group of women at our parish where we are now at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Carmel, and they wanted something more. They wanted a different type of program. There are wonderful programs out there that are canned programs, fabulous, but they wanted something different. Mm-hmm. And we brought together a group of ladies and we prayed about it all through Lent and just through prayer, and that Holy Spirit put it right on our hearts of what we needed to strengthen, what we needed to awaken to, and it was the beauty, truth, and goodness of our Catholic faith. And that's what we do. We talk about.
And we also knew that there was such a need for women to be around other authentic Christian women and to embrace and grow in their relationship with Jesus and each other. And Awaken really has done all of that. And it's been so exciting to watch people grow in their faith and learn why they do what they do. Because a lot of cradle class Catholics that haven't really understood a lot of the treasures of the faith. So we're kind of helping them and ourselves mine that faith as we go along.
Well, I was thinking about how I found out about this, and I'm just going to share a little story because it really kind of blew me away. And I don't even know if I've told this story to you, but I was over at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Ironically, another friend of mine and I were in other Bible studies, and we were going to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton to that new family room to do our homework from our other previous, and this is no joke. And I literally would have 2 hours of homework, of my Bible study homework, and I was showing up, and we got there actually before your Bible study was happening that day. I didn't even know this. And I'm in the parking lot, and you know, we had just, you know, sludged through this, you know, Bible study. We were doing different Bible studies, and there were people, women, pulling up in the parking lot, and I thought, and I ran into another friend of mine. I said, "Hey, what's going on here?" You know, and they're like, "Oh, well, there's this women Bible study, and it's like really great." I said, "Oh, I've never heard of it." And she's like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, like, what is?" And she said, "Well, first, there's no homework." I'm like, "You sold me right
it's
there."
Kind of the bonus. It's the lead-in.
but the biggest thing that really blew me away, which I knew this was different, was, I mean, she's like, "There's 300 people here. There's 300 women here." I'm like, "You're kidding me." I'm like, "What are they doing?" So what are you doing? What are you doing that is drawing? Because I said, I thought there's obviously something that's going on here that is really filling a need and a niche. And that's what I want you to talk about. What are you doing that is drawing these kind of crowds? Because, I mean, that's a crowd.
It is a crowd. Although I love how she counts. It might not be 300. It is a little bit more like two. But
that's still amazing.
It's a big number. And honestly, when we put this together, we laugh now, but I had a girlfriend in from out of town, and it was our first year. And I'm like, hey, you'll probably come over one time. Let me sign you up. Here, just sign the form. Sign up, because we don't know if anybody's going to come. And this is our fifth year of doing it. And each year it has grown. And I think it is word of mouth, like the women are coming and they are being fed and they are sharing that with their friends. It's really a personal invitation from other women saying, hey, you got to check this out. This is something completely different than anything else that's out there. And I think that it's also an environment that is very, I guess the word is just, it's authentic, and
it's a safe environment too for them. Yeah. If you don't know something, you feel fine to say it, because we're all in the same boat. Chris and I are very, very, very clear that we are Jesus girls, not theologians. Mm-hmm. They will not be getting something from us. That's super duper deep.
And it's okay that you don't, because I think that we all need the permission to say, I'm not really sure I understand what our faith is. I believe in it, and but what do I believe? And so we are taking it and putting it in terms of everyday language, I guess. We're not telling them or sharing with them anything that they haven't heard before. We were talking, it's a little bit when you tell your child to stand up straight, your back will hurt. And they're like, mm-hmm. And then their friend or coach tells them, they're like, yes, did you know that if I stand up straight, my back won't hurt? And that's, I think, a little bit what the priest might feel like. Like, what are you sharing with them that we're not, and how are we not? We're just saying it to them in a different way, in an authentic language.
And it's giving them the freedom to live it in their own lives by watching and witnessing other women who are trying to live their faith, and not just on Sundays, but every day, and trying to grow in virtue. It's inspiring to them, and it's giving them freedom to make those changes in their life too.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Chris Moss and Katie Conway. They they're the creators of Awaken to the Best. Tell us a little bit about the program. This just launched. It's every week. It's weekly, right? On Wednesdays.
Correct.
At St. Elizabeth Ann Seton from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Is that correct?
That's it.
So I like the time of day that you chose, because it works for moms that, it's before carpool. It's, is that why you chose that? Because when I saw that time, I'm like, I like that.
It is. And currently we don't offer childcare. I think we could maybe double the room if we offered that, because there are women that we know that want to attend, and they have asked us that, just we haven't been able to figure out that dynamic yet. But it was after lunch. It was, so we don't feed. We have great coffee. I will have to say that. Mm-hmm. But we don't, have a meal. It's just really come and be fed. As women, we are giving all the time, right, to our families, to our friends, to our, to all these people. And it's really an opportunity for them to come and be filled. And then they go back out into the world and give of themselves. And it's the no homework, because we're all very active women. We have a lot of things that we're involved in. And this is a way for them to come and enjoy an atmosphere where they are given tools or just the encouragement of the other women at their table. So the format really is Katie and I give a presentation about, 30 minutes. We try to keep it to 30 minutes. And it's called Awaken to the Best, B-E-S-T.
And I'll ask you what that is in a minute, unless you want to
sure.
do that.
I mean, I can just kind of tell. So what we do in our presentation is we talk about the best. So it's a B, Blessed Mother, E, Eucharist and other sacraments, S, Scripture and Saints, and the T is for the traditions of the faith. So that really encompasses our whole Catholic faith. So awaken to the best. And we touch upon all of those in our presentation. And then the women have an opportunity at their tables. There are questions that might prompt them to conversation, or really the Holy Spirit takes over and they share their joys and their struggles, their what they've learned, and how they're going to go out and take that faith in action.
Now, have you ever considered an evening version of for folks that aren't available during the middle of the day?
Yes, we have been asked that quite a bit, and as mothers too, evenings sometimes can be difficult, and so we are working on that of how we can offer it to other people outside of 1 o'clock on Wednesdays at St. Elizabeth's Eaton.
Now, at the moment, this is a one-of-a-kind event, a one-of-a-kind class that is offered only at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Any thoughts as to, I can envision someone listening right now thinks maybe we could do that at our parish. Is there any thought of expanding or anything in that direction?
There's lots of thought, lots of talk.
They're nodding their heads and smiling.
We are definitely working
on
that.
We're open.
Yeah, we're very open, and we are just trying to figure out how we put that together to pass that to other parishes and other women, because...
And how we still serve the parish of St. Elizabeth Seton. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be available to keep doing what we have been doing all along there, and we love the group of women that come, and... They've taught us so much, so it's a little balance of figuring out how to go to that next level without changing up what we're doing too much.
Well, and it's wonderful, too. From the beginning, when we proposed this, it needed to be not just a St. Elizabeth Ann Seton program. And Father Ted Rothrock, our pastor, very supportive. It's a very welcoming community. And we have women from all over our diocese as well as Indianapolis. People are coming from all over, Catholics and non-Catholics alike. Mm-hmm. They might have somebody, their son or daughter is dating a Catholic. They want to know a little bit more about, like, what do you believe? And we say, we want to know too. So come on, join us. We're all learning together and inspiring each other to be authentic in our everyday lives.
Now, is this an ongoing thing every Wednesday forever, or does it so many Wednesdays? And
I'm going to break out in a song, Jim, forever and ever. I'm sorry, I couldn't help razzing it, but
basically September to end of April.
September to April, okay.
And the other thing, we're going to take a break here in just a quick minute, but these are standalone, right? So that you can kind of pop in and you know what? I think we will take a break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
It's not too early to sign up for our Catholic Radio annual dinner. This year's dinner will be on Tuesday, October 2nd, at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall near 71st and Keystone. Archbishop Charles C. Thompson will be our guest speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a live auction, some great food, and a chance to meet the staff and board members of Catholic Radio Indy. It'll be a great evening. Tickets are $65 per person or $450 for a table of eight. You can register online now at CatholicRadioIndy.org. There's no charge for priests or vowed religious to attend. We'd love to have a table from every parish in the area. So go ahead, ask some friends, family members, or fellow parishioners. It's a great way to introduce them to Catholic Radio Indy. You can sign up right now at CatholicRadioIndy.org or simply by calling us at 317-870-8400. That's 317-870-8400.
Remember, you can always hear Catholic Radio Indy loud and clear on your cell phone simply by dialing either 641-552-5881 or 605-562-9822.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guests, Chris Moss and Katie Conway. They are the co-team of Awaken to the Best Bible Study. They're smiling.
Tag team.
Yeah. Now, how did you two meet each other? I'm sorry, I have to ask this, because it's a good story. I mean, have you been lifelong friends, or was it a God incident?
Definitely God. We have not known each other that long, surprisingly. We met through a mutual friend who really was trying to get us to be friends much sooner than we were open to being friends. No offense.
I'm sure she's a really nice girl.
So you had
my dance card's full.
So you had a friend trying to set you up as friends. That's hilarious.
Yes. And we kind of didn't take the bait for a long time. And then we had met each other. And then we had a little...
Encounter
with God, the Holy Spirit, in adoration. Between the two of us, and that was it. It was us both being obedient to the Spirit and open to each other. Mm. And next thing you know, we're spending hours drinking coffee, talking about Jesus, and here we are today.
Yeah, and it does feel like a beautiful providential friendship. Mm-hmm. And really, that's part of Awaken, too, because when you can share your faith with friends, it takes it to a whole nother level. You have a thread, and we say Mary knits us together. And it's really beautiful when that piece of your life is matched with your friendship. So we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun together. We have a lot of giggles. We were very giggly before we came in here this morning.
Yeah, they told me they were slap happy. And I said, well, you know what? I'm slap happy all the time. Jim gets me razzed up here. And then I'm like, this is going to be, and I'm drinking coffee too. So we're.
And I think that's also part of the draw the women have shared with us. What, you know, because we are a little surprised every week. We're like, oh, look, they came back. You know, here they are. Because each session is different. So Awaken also was designed to for our active lives. So if you can't come 1 week, or you miss one or two or three even in a row, it's something that you can come back to, that you don't feel like, oh, shoot, I missed and I'm so far behind. Each session is unique and is different, and friendships are being made there. But it's a really, we're regular girls. We laugh, we cry, we talk, we have the same experiences.
And we share
that they
stories
do
with them of our struggles, our joys, what's, you know, bothering us that day. I mean, we may get in there and we may just unload about something, but it's what keeps it real.
How long has Awakening been going on as a organization?
This is our fifth year.
Fifth year. Mm-hmm. All right. And so growing each year?
Mm-hmm. Growing each year. Yes. Growing each year. And
we're as surprised as anyone.
It's like they came back. I love that. You know,
we do. We really look at each other like, oh, they came back. Because yeah. I have a fear of commitment. And the fact that I've been back for 5 years is shocking. Like, I really, we giggle about that. Like, oh.
And that's what I think also, too, the women, there was no pressure. Mm-hmm. And we have so much expectation and so many different things that we may commit to. So Awaken is really a little bit of an escape. It's a place to go where you're being fed, you're being inspired, and you share with other people. Part of what we said, too, is the Awaken is helping all of us understand who we are in God's eyes as these beautiful women, just the way we are. You know, we all have crosses. We all are struggling at different times in our lives, and it's really wonderful to know that other people share in that too. And we really encourage and inspire each other to live our faith, and just knowing that God loves us, who He is and who we are to Him.
I think it's just really great that women have so many pressures on them anyway, and they want to have fellowship and community, but they don't need more pressure. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, it really, what you're doing is really filling the bill, so to speak, in terms of letting women come and be who they are, be who God created them to be. They don't have to be perfect.
That's exactly.
They don't have to show up knowing everything, right?
No. In fact, what Chris likes to say is, assume I know nothing. Right. You know? And so that's kind of our motto. The one thing I hear the most from the women who have come over the years is they leave refreshed. And that is exactly how we want them to feel. We want them to feel like they've escaped their everyday life and all the responsibilities of that and the pressures, like you were saying, and to walk away and feel just that breath of God, just that fresh Holy Spirit in their life to go out and do what they do.
Mm-hmm. And
now, how do you pick the topic? Some Bible studies will study a particular book of the Bible for a particular period. Other ones...
God is so sweet to Chris.
other studies talk about maybe a theme, you know, like mercy or forgiveness or repentance or whatever the theme might be, as opposed to a book. How do you choose topics, and what do you choose?
Well, the Holy Spirit definitely whispers in my ear, and I always say, sometimes I say he has to use a 2x4, because sometimes I don't get the whispers, and then it's the 2x4. So each year has had a different theme. We have done Women of the Bible, which was one of my favorites, Virtue and the Beatitudes. Last year was Love and Mercy. This year, it's Our Life in the Psalms. So during the S of the BEST, we are looking at this season, the Psalms, and what a beautiful, beautiful prayer and song those are, and how they apply to our lives today. How we can go to the Psalms and find the perfect prayer, really. And it's so we're going to explore those a little bit this year.
And one of our big prayers has been to really encourage women and ourselves to get into our Bibles and to read Scripture. We both have been so influenced by our Protestant sisters. They've inspired us. They've encouraged us in different times in our life. You know, I was in Charlotte for a long time, and I was so inspired by their outward living of their faith. And at that time, I wasn't in an environment where my Catholic culture was mm-hmm. living their faith like that. And I think Awaken has been a real blessing in that it's helped people live their faith outwardly. And to be among all these women who are doing the same thing, it makes it feel very, quote unquote, normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been exciting to see that outward living.
And that's the other thing, too. We want to help encourage them. They know more than they think they do. We all know a little bit more than we think we do. And that's beautiful, too, to watch that happen, to watch them say, gosh, I never knew that, or, oh, I forgot that. And just a really a true awakening to the beauty sure. of our faith, and that how to really not only defend it, but live it in our everyday life. And it's really beautiful. I think we all want to feel that joy of our faith. And sure. so we say we're just a couple of Jesus girls who have a lot of joy for Jesus.
Well, I know as Catholics, a lot of Catholics think, well, we really don't know our Bible too well, that sort of thing. And yet, if you go to church, even on Sundays only, mm-hmm. regularly over a period of time,
3 years,
you do know yes, most absolutely. Of the Bible. There's not a whole lot of the Bible that mm-hmm. you haven't heard.
Right, well, and you'd be surprised at people just that don't realize that they are hearing the cycle of the Bible in the ABC. You know, so it's little things like that we talk about and we're learning right along with them, which is exciting.
We call them fun facts, and as we're studying throughout the week. We think if we're in this awe and wonder, like, who knew, that they will be in that awe and wonder, too. And so that's really what has been happening.
Now, I can envision, just because of the time of day, that you have this primarily maybe two different groups that might be there. One I'm thinking is the young mothers that you're talking about. And the other might be retired people.
It's a beautiful mix of ages in this room. And I think that's one of the real secrets of it, too, is mm-hmm. just, as a young mom, I always wanted a mentor, and I wanted to be around older women who had already done what I was doing, and vice versa. I know my mom loves to be around my friends and I and talk about things we're doing. And I mean, you feed off of each other.
There's a lot of wisdom that is shared mm-hmm. in that room. Definitely.
There is. Now, what about materials? What kind of materials are available when you come?
So we provide everyone that registers with a notebook. It's an Awaken notebook. It's a disc-bound system. So every week we will provide them with a session group, praise group study, different things to talk about, things that we're talking about. We provide, because it's disc-bound, it's a little different punch. So we punch everything for them so they can keep it in their notebooks. We also provide a punch there so that if they have anything they want to add to their notebook, they can move right in. They'll get saint cards throughout the year, post-it notes, all kinds of little things to help them. And it's portable. It's a small, we started kind of a little larger, but now we kind of like the throw in your purse size.
Well, and it's also a journal. Mm-hmm. So they're maybe taking notes during our presentation or they're writing down people to pray for, as a part of it. Who can I pray for this week? So getting into that habit of prayer, getting comfortable with praying, talking to Jesus in adoration or when they're driving down the street. It's a wonderful tool for them to use, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from that, too.
Now, you meet at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in the church, in a meeting room, classroom. Where do you meet?
Well, we have a brand new social hall that is beautiful, and it seems also providential, just as we grew from our, I think the first year we had 75, and I think last year we had 250. So, each year we have grown. And it's a beautiful social hall that's equipped and it's comfortable and it's welcoming. And there's a 12:15 Mass. So many of the women will go to 12:15 Mass and then walk on over to Awaken at 1. All are welcome. And if you want to just come in and check it out and see what it's about, it's Wednesdays after the 12:15 Mass at 1 o'clock at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
So where do we sign up?
Yeah, and do you have to register and okay, she's shaking her head. But
no, you can come on. You can just come and show up, and just there's a back table. You can register there, or you can email me at awakentothebest@gmail.com.
So what's it been like for you personally to be a part of this? We've got 2 minutes left, so you can give a two-minute testimony.
Well, we were just sitting in the car just kind of giggling that, oh my gosh, we're year five, we're back doing this radio. Like, we just can't believe it in a lot of ways. But then we both were looking at each other like, what else would we be doing? Mm-hmm. This is what we love. We love mm-hmm. Jesus. We love our faith. We love discussing the truth, beauty, and
goodness
of the faith and of people. And we love it. You know, I mean,
and I'm sure
it's so fulfilling.
And I'm sure it fills your, it helps you be a mom.
Yes, it helps us, I think, in every aspect of our lives. We're certainly not perfect at all, but it sure is fun to know that we're gathering with a group of women who desire to continue to grow, and to grow in virtue, and to grow in our faith, and it really does bring joy to your life. It really does. It's very joyful.
So if there are some people out there listening that maybe are on the fence about giving this a try, what would you tell them?
Just come.
I think you will be surprised at mm-hmm. how many women are just like you. There are women who are all along the path of faith, some who have been Catholics their whole lives and know quite a bit, and they share their wisdom with us. And those who are just, gosh, I don't really know much. I don't even know how to pray the rosary. It is something, there is something for everybody. So come join us. Join the movement.
All right. So for more information, you can go to awakentothebest.com or awakentothebest@gmail.com. There's another email too.
That's the email. So the website's a little bit of a work in progress. I'm not a social media guru.
That's okay.
We're working on that.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing about Awaken to the Best. Chris Moss and Katie Conway. God bless you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.